Keith Murphy.
This is your time.
Andy Fails.
Whoa, I don't play defense.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
Just a bit outside.
On 1460 KXNO.
Hour number two of the Murph and Andy Show. Keith Murphy, Andy Fails, and Andrew Downs. Sports and more until 4. Thank you for being with us. We have a pair of tickets to the Hy-Vee Classic. Final Classic. Along with a gift card to the Fort. The Fort is the bar restaurant inside Wells Fargo Arena. It's a really cool place. It'll surprise you maybe that it's there. When you go, you'll want to go back. But we have tickets to the Hy-Vee Classic along with a gift card to the Fort to give away each day this week. And thank you for calling, but we're not taking phone calls on this, so thank you anyway. Tweet to @Murph_Andy something along the lines of so long classic, I want the tickets. And AD will select somebody randomly at the end of the show, so you don't have to be the first. Just tweet something about wanting the tickets.
Yeah, we had a lot of Facebook mentions and messages yesterday when we did this on Facebook, so kind of cool to spread the love a little bit to the different platforms.
So saw a couple on Twitter that said they were no longer on Facebook, apparently discouraged by all the Russian bots.
Oh, how nice that must be.
So they got off Facebook, and they're like, I want to win these tickets. You can through Twitter, and
we've got them all week and on all shows. So if you don't win today, you don't win here. You know, listen to us all week.
The final Big Four Classic. How will the Big Four Classic be remembered, Andy? As an idea that never quite worked.
Yeah, just kind of an idea that didn't quite have the participation from the big dogs that it needed to succeed.
Also,
it was a good idea.
It was, and every year I went, I was disappointed that I was one of the few people that stayed for both games. Just never had the buy-in from the fan bases to stay, to come early to watch the one game, or to stay late and watch the next game.
I think by the fans who are fans of only Drake and only you and I, it'll be, they'll roll their eyes when you bring it up because it was a compromise to begin with, and then it turned out to not be enough of a compromise. So it was like,
yeah.
They think of it like the state of Oklahoma, given to the Indians as a compromise, and then they took that away too.
The state of Oklahoma. I think it will always be remembered as something that just really didn't have much of a chance of being a success, in that the format, it wasn't a tournament. So you never had, like, if this was a tournament and you had the teams advancing and playing each other, you would have had far more interest, like if it's the next day. And as set up where Iowa never plays Iowa State, and then you have this odd format where you're motivated as a fan if you don't care about the other teams. And in some ways, there are some fans that are like, even they want to remind you they don't care about the other teams. So you're just constantly dealing with a half-empty arena, which is just an odd vibe.
I mean, I do remember a couple of years when fans in the peak of the Hoiberg years, when Iowa State fans were dying to see the team play, and it was more convenient for those who lived here in the Des Moines metro, so they flocked down there, and they were really, those were hot tickets at the time. And you know, probably a year or two when, you know, Iowa fans were really pumped to see their team too, and they got to see it and they didn't have to drive as far, and that really worked out for them. But you're right, I mean, other than that, like, initial feeling of yes, I'm here and I can watch these teams, and we did have some surprises in some of those games, other than that, you just, the passion, it wasn't fueled by, there was interest but no passion, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
a lot of interest.
I think that's a good way to put it,
and the passion didn't carry it over.
Yeah, that it never quite took off, but there were, times
really
where people were
excited.
Good
half-assed attempt.
Let's get to Trending Iowa on the Murph and Andy Show.
Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales, home of Central Iowa's largest commercial selection. Visit them today at The Rock.
Let's stay in that vein. Trending Iowa, it is Drake Basketball Media Day. The Bulldogs coming off a 16-16 season and a fourth place finish in the Missouri Valley. They're now led by new head coach Darren DeVries.
What a whirlwind this has been for Drake Basketball. I mean, To bring in Nico Medved, to have not most people not know who he was, to just get that going, to actually get some attention for Drake basketball, which isn't always easy. And even
right out of the gate, they won. They beat Wake Forest. Looked got a bunch of wins early, and you know you're thinking, "Wow, this Nico Medved is kind of a whiz kid." He was a fun guy. Came in the radio show, had a lot of energy. We liked him a lot.
Yep, sold it to the community, which you have to do.
Really did. He got out there, did what he needed to do, and all of that is gone. His whole staff.
Yeah, and he.
There might be one holdover.
He left for Colorado State after one season.
He lived in Des Moines in a suitcase. He was gone.
I liked him too. It does tell you a little something about him that he sent some really personal text messages that were all copy and paste. It was a group text with the
name changed.
Yeah, you can't insert the name at the top. If you're going to send a group text, you gotta be upfront about that. Hey Andy, hey, thank you for reaching out. I really appreciate it. I've come to respect you a lot. You've meant a lot to me.
Oh, here it is. Andy, I really appreciate you, guy. And all the support you showed me this past season. These things are hard and emotional. The timing stinks, but everyone who knows me well knows that Colorado State was a really special place to me and Erica for so many reasons. These can be once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and simply one I wasn't going to pass up in the end. Thanks again for everything. Really enjoyed getting to know you.
I think that like came about, like Andy was like, hey, you know, I got a really nice text from Nico, and he kind of read it on the air, and Keith, you're like,
I got the same one.
I got that exact same text. And I mean, Ross got the same thing. Everybody.
Oh, just, man.
Yeah.
I know.
And you know what? It's nice to respond, but you can't respond and try to pass it off as a personal response.
A laminated note from your mom.
You can't add in there the detail of, it was really nice getting to know you. I thought we had great chemistry together.
Yeah.
You know, that was a bad look, man. That did tell you something. That told you why he's at Colorado State.
Trending Iowa, Matt Campbell met the media this morning. Among other things, he said it was a good time for a bye week and that the Cyclones face a big challenge Saturday against Texas Tech.
One question back to Drake basketball. Did we talk too much about Darren DeVries there? Was that too much?
Well, I was just thinking that as he hit the record scratch there. Darren DeVries is making Drake fans feel much more comfortable, right? I mean, he is an Iowan. He is a very sincere guy.
He is.
He is very connected to recruiting basketball players here in the state of Iowa.
He has waited for the right opportunity to leave Creighton.
He's got staff like Matt Woodley, who's very well known in these parts and a real Drake guy, a Drake hero player. And
he was able to get out of Nebraska.
Yeah, and we feel like he truly wants this job. Right, he doesn't want this opportunity as much as he wants this job, and that is a relief for Drake fans.
And
now he's got to win, right?
Yeah.
I mean, now he's got to win. But yeah, I mean, Darren DeVries came right in here. You could measure the excitement on his face. I mean, he was really in a fantastic mood, and I love to see that. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect from him. I've seen a million pictures of him, you know, but I'd never met him. Came right in. Shakes my hand with both hands, looks you right in the eyes. Hey, how's it going? He's just, you know, he's the kind of guy that week he was getting in the car to leave these meetings and he was honking his horn and hitting the ceiling and playing the drums on his steering wheel.
Yeah.
He was pumped about having the job here.
And he is a genuine guy. Like he will tell you that his Saturdays are planned around Hawkeye football.
Right.
Not Drake football. He's not going to try to.
And the
football
players
fan.
Know that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
he's
yep.
a fan. Well, I mean, it's, you know, they grew up that way watching Hayden Fry's teams. His brother was a great player.
Now, back to Iowa State. I think the thing. Well, a couple of interesting things came out of today's news conference. One is that Matt Campbell has reminded us all that Texas Tech is maybe better than you expected coming into the season. This is not a game that Iowa State or anyone should just assume is a Cyclone win. And then
they have an exciting young quarterback too.
They do. And among other things, you learn today is that Kyle Kemp is back on the depth chart. Is not going to be the starter. That will be Brock Purdy, as everyone expects.
Did he go so far as to say that Ray Lima is healthy and will be playing again, or just did he leave it to he had a good off week and got well and got in some practice?
I think he tipped his hand to saying he expects that he'll be back.
It's what it sounded like, but yeah. I didn't see those words exactly, so I wasn't sure. I mean, they played great without him, but there's no way that you don't want Ray Lima in there.
That defense shut down West Virginia without Ray Lima. It's crazy.
Finally, trending Iowa, a couple of other basketball notes. Luka Garza has been cleared to practice for Iowa. Cam Lard sat out of Iowa State scrimmage with Nebraska per a coach's decision.
Luka Garza is at least 9 pounds lighter.
Jeez. That's the way to lose weight. I've thought about that many times.
A nine pound cyst or benign tumor?
Yeah, most people as a baby or having babies had a baby under 9 pounds.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I was a nine pound baby.
That's like having Jerry Ann had an 11-pound baby.
Oh, my gosh.
She had two. I think there were 10-plus. It's incredible.
Really?
It's like her entire body cavity was full of baby.
She's a small person. Yeah,
that's really small.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Garza lost 9 pounds. Now, Cam Lard, we don't know why he was held out. Now, last season when he was held out of the starting lineup or held out, it was for disciplinary reasons.
No, he had done wrong.
Yeah, that caused concern. This is...
He had a scrimmage, though, on what, Sunday?
Against Nebraska, yeah.
And he didn't play.
What
is that?
I don't know what that means.
What is that all about? Was that originally part of the plan, or was that a...
We haven't been told, so I won't fully speculate, but I can't say that sounds good.
Nope.
At best, it's nothing.
I think you want to get them right back to normal, right? I mean, any kind of scrimmage you want. You got plans for Cam Lard on your team.
Yeah, and he at Media Day, we talked to him, and he answered every question and was positive and sounded ready for the season.
Yeah, so I looked.
Hope he does well.
I thought he looked centered.
Yeah, he looked in shape.
That's it for Trending Iowa, powered by Carl Chevrolet Commercial Sales.
Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. The AP All-America basketball team is out. The first team, Carson Edwards, Purdue, Luke May, North Carolina, RJ Barrett, Duke, Dedrick Lawson, Kansas, Ethan Happ, Wisconsin, Caleb Martin, Nevada. So actually six players was a tie for the fifth spot. No player from the state of Iowa received a single vote.
Okay.
Which just seems like...
I think maybe Wigginton would get a vote.
Yeah, maybe a vote. First
somewhere.
Team all Big 12.
Yeah, yeah. No player gets a vote. Yeah, kind of... We've been a little spoiled over most, the past couple decades. There's usually a player in this state that will draw a vote.
You care about this list, though?
Not at all.
This list begins with this conversation. Okay, who's left? who's still in college?
Yeah, who didn't go to the pros?
Right. That's how that starts.
Who did Kansas sign? Who's wearing Adidas? Okay, who did Duke sign? All right, get them on this list. Yeah, you know when you care? You care when your guy's on this list. That's when you care.
Exactly.
A year from now, if Lindell Wigginton is still a Cyclone, which is a big if, he'll get some votes. And then we'll care a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But
he won't.
I'll bet he's not here. The surging Iowa Hawkeyes play at Penn State. Snow and rain in the forecast. Iowa has lost four straight to Penn State. Kirk Ferentz on being the underdogs in Happy Valley.
It's a little bit interesting, you know, in contrast to the last couple of weeks with Penn State. We've played them now three straight years, so I think we know their personnel, their coaching staff, vice versa. I'm sure they feel the same way about us, and that's it's a little bit different in terms of our preparation. You know, like it makes it, I don't want to say easier, but at least there's some familiarity there, and again, I'm sure they feel the same way. You know, one thing about playing Penn State, and this has been true for a long, long time, you're guaranteed they're going to have good players, and they do. They've recruited well forever up there. They're tremendously gifted, tremendously athletic, and they've got good size, speed, talent. That's a given. The other part about it, anytime you go to state college, you're going to play in a great venue. It's a very challenging place to play. It's a great college venue, very loud crowd, and you know, enthusiastic crowd. So all those things are constants, and it's going to certainly be the same this week for us as we get ready. I think really, you know, what it gets down to is us doing a good job at the things we've done a pretty good job of this season. We've prepared well for the most part during the course of the year. We've shown up and played pretty hard. And that's what's going to take moving forward here.
Ferentz loves his senior leadership. You can tell he feels good that this team will show up. Now, he can't be sure that Iowa's going to win because Iowa didn't beat Wisconsin but had the better team on the field. And that could happen again. But this has been a team that has not – they've been consistent. And lately, these past few weeks, just steamrolling teams that Iowa should steamroll. So I can't wait to see this game Saturday. And it's just the whole day sets up great. You got Iowa State, Texas Tech, which should be highly entertaining, followed right after it.
Yeah,
by Iowa, Penn State.
If it's bad weather, is that good for Iowa?
In my opinion, it is, because Iowa's run defense is so good, as we just saw against Maryland, and you're forced to run the ball more in rain or snow. Your limitations, you're just more limited offensively when the weather turns bad.
I feel like it's also easier to take the crowd out of the game. They're kind of miserable.
People are thinking,
there.
Why are we here?
And you get a good punch in on them early, kind of knock them down. They might not they may never really return, get their heads in the game. Plus, I just think that when you're thinking about the weather, right, and you're making adjustments because of the weather, you're less worried about the crowd. I will say that at Penn State, boy, I don't even know what kind of field they have right now. I'm going to assume that they have an artificial turf field now. Seems like just about everybody does.
Boy, you know, I don't know. I was thinking the field was grass, but I don't know.
Iowa State had the grass, and this never came up. That drove me nuts about watching the West Virginia game, is how bad the footing was there. And we had a ton of rain, so they couldn't do anything about that.
Because they win the best field in America award.
And I'm sure that field could not have been taken care of any better, but they were losing their footing all over the place. Both teams were, and that's really aggravating to watch as a fan. You know, if you have your player catches the ball and, you know, he goes to make one cut, and if he makes the cut, he's gone for a big gain, and then he, you know, loses his footing on that cut, then it really annoys you as a fan, because the field is weighing in on the quality of the football, and you know, whether it's the field or the weather or the refs, you don't like it when there's some, you know, third party elbowing in on the game.
It is grass.
Okay, so then that yes, that makes field, it yeah. more of a factor then, or potential.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. It sure does. Okay, we have another quickie poll presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
How close are you to calling this the best Iowa team since 2009?
Let's stipulate on both of these polls. We're not – clearly, you have to wait till the end of the season to know what the record is. We're just talking about what you think of the team, your emotion, whether it's Iowa State in the previous quickie poll or this one. Do you think right now this team is more talented or better or has more potential? And for me, I do think this team is better than 2015. I do. I think they're more talented with more potential, and that they would beat – I guess this would be the way you judge it. I do believe this team would beat the 2015 team straight up in a game. Now, they could lose the next three games, and then am I going to say this season was better than 2015? Of course not. But just the way I feel
– Are you saying that right now? Are you one –
yes.
A lot of people out there right now are saying
this. A lot of people,
this. Yes. Yeah, are you one of those people?
I am. I think this team is better than that team does not mean they will end up being a more accomplished team.
Yeah, so the poll options, I'm already there, win at Penn State and I'll be there, win the next three games, or decide at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm already there. They go and lose to Penn State, I won't be there anymore. But right now, I'm already there.
I got to see one more. I have to see them. I got to see them win a big game. I have to see them beat a good team.
Right.
I don't think Maryland is a good enough team for me. A home win over Maryland, as convincing as it was, I need to see a little bit more. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Right now, I think their best win is over Iowa State.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And they've done what you've expected them to do in almost every game, except that Wisconsin game, which they gave away. So you're right. I need to see them win one of these big games, which would be this week at Penn State.
Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO. Oklahoma, the latest school to move toward alcohol sales at games.
That's not surprising, as Texas has already beaten them to the punch, and so has Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Oklahoma will recommend to the Board of Regents tomorrow alcohol be sold at Sooner sporting events, not just football.
Yeah, softball, right? Basketball, everything.
Yeah. It would help me at a softball game. Men's, women's basketball games, 2018-2019. So football next year. They say this won't be financial. I think it is a potential revenue stream.
Wait a minute. I mean, but they say that, though, and they use that term as a dodge, I think. They say this is not about money. It's about fan experience. Well, what's that about?
Money.
Totally.
Some of it's money.
Yeah. No, it's all money. If you don't give the fans a good experience, they're not going to buy your product.
That's true. But
and you could say that offering beer to those fans is a way to get them to pay more money, whether it's for the tickets themselves.
We've seen it in the north
for the
end
beer
zone
that
at,
you sell
at our south end zone.
Sure.
At Iowa State.
Yeah, you can charge more money. You can say that you're improving the fan experience and not be lying.
You are for many people,
but you're not improving. Are they improving other fan experience things that don't make them more money or don't allow them to charge more? They go in there and make the seats more comfortable? Probably not.
If
you can't charge more money for the upgrade that you're making, you're probably making the wrong upgrade.
Some of this is just the straight competition with staying home. I mean,
no doubt.
It's a factor.
Yeah,
with
but
people.
It's because you feel like there is money out there on the table and you want to take it.
Yeah, the big picture is probably fighting the audience erosion or the in-game crowd that many sports are fighting. Major League Baseball just had a big drop that Commissioner Rob Manfred has said they're very concerned about and they're going to look at. The NFL has fought this. We often see a lot of empty seats at some NFL games as the season goes on. Unless your team is good and you're as the season goes on, you can lose a lot of fans. They're just like, you know what? I still want to watch my team, but not $500 worth. I'll stay home. So anything you can do to improve the in-game experience, which in some cases means people don't want to have to sneak alcohol in or
means
run
giving
out
them
halftime.
The things that they're getting at home
and that they want.
The excuses that they're using to stay home, you're trying to pick those off one by one.
And I think we've seen enough schools that I remember when I was at a sportscaster convention talking to the athletic director at Vanderbilt. He was a very nice man, and he said that all of the, because they sell alcohol now, Vanderbilt, at football games. He said all of their concerns were absolutely unrealized. He said there was fewer fights, fewer arrests, less binge drinking in the parking lot, not as many drunk arrests, just like everything you would be concerned about. Actually, it went the other way. Things were better. The atmosphere was better, not worse, because people weren't hammering four beers before they went into the game.
Using a beer funnel.
Yeah, they weren't
like
trying.
Like a beer bong to get as many down as possible before you ran inside.
Exactly. They weren't trying to get out at halftime so they could catch up or store some for the whole second half. So he said that they had concerns, but that it was all okay, and he's glad they did it, and it did create a revenue stream, but not I mean, it was not a game-changing revenue story.
And that, I've heard that, too. I've heard both sides of that coin, though. Early on, one of the first schools, was it Purdue? Who was that?
West Virginia went early.
Yeah, I don't...
Holgorsen was probably sitting there just whining about it.
Yeah, maybe it was West Virginia. One of the first schools to go piped up and said, you know, they shared their profit numbers. And they were pretty impressive. I mean, they weren't, you know, stop the world, but they were, it was...
Maybe Texas.
A lot of money. It was a good deal of money, and they had sold, may have been Texas. It was a big, healthy profit off of just one change. But the Oklahoma president does say in this same story that they've done their research on the financial windfall, and it is not nearly what some people thought it would be. You make some money.
Right.
Certainly make your money back. You make some money.
And Oklahoma has enough money.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, they make it sound like, look, if you're doing this just for the financial windfall, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
so you
that.
Have to do it for the fan experience, which, again, that is tied to money.
Right.
You make your fans happy. First of all, you show them that you're listening and that you're being progressive and that you really are concerned about them wanting to keep coming to your stadium. Concerned about them staying home, in other words. That in and of itself, just the gesture, that goes a long way. I mean, I think the fans really like that.
And even
an overall feeling.
Even that part of it is maybe more nuanced than sometimes we realize or we hear discussed, or even when we're talking bullet points, we don't mention it. But like Jamie Pollard, in conversations with him, he has, been candid about Iowa State does have alcohol sales, but they're leveraging those sales. Iowa does the same thing at football and basketball games. You can get those alcohol sales, but they're leveraged. You got to get a South End Zone ticket. You have to get a suite. You have to get a place where alcohol is sold. So in some ways, they
make a big donor and go to Johnny's at Hilton Coliseum. Right?
So in some cases, they're not. It's not that they're taking some stand against, hey, we just don't want alcohol sales on our premises. It's like, if you want it, we have it, but it's leveraged and you got to pay for it. And my feeling is just that this should not be something that you have to have a reasonable amount of wealth to have access to. Any fan who goes to a game and supports your program that's a consenting adult should have this available, if it's available to some of the fans. It should not be a class system when it comes to enjoying an adult beverage at the game. When we come back to the Merv and Andy Show, play of the day and more, including top 10 colleges and universities in Iowa.
It's time for the play of the day.
Boy, New York's all around the ball. They're going to toss it to Coleman. Tebbit cuts back. 20, 15, Coleman, 10, 5, touchdown, Atlanta.
That is the play of the day. The Falcons beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. Hey, we also have a $20 gift card to the Wingstop. The winner is registered for a grand prize, which is airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Iowa State at Texas football game November 17th. That could be a big one.
Yeah, a little birdie tells me that there may be something special for the grand prize winner down in Texas. You know, Seneca Wallace is the guy who runs these wing stops, is putting this whole thing on. So there may be something special for the winner down in Austin.
Blue cheese?
Yes, blue cheese.
Play catch
Big
with Seneca. What's going
of blue
on?
Cheese.
You may get to hang out with Seneca a little bit.
The $20 gift card you win today. You can pick it up later. But you also are registered for the grand prize, and we're going to get email involved this time. So we're trying to make it where you can win many different ways. Email murfandandy@kxno.com. Just put Wingstop somewhere in the subject line. We will pick a winner by the end of the show. You getting some tweets on the other prize?
A lot of tweets.
On
yes.
the Hy-Vee Classic?
On the Hy-Vee Classic, yes.
Very good. All right, let's get some more here on a Tuesday.
It's time for more, brought to you by Lithia Volkswagen of Des Moines. I'm Scott Landreth, inviting you to get more savings, more selection, and more service only at Lithia Volkswagen. Visit DesMoinesVW.com. And now, back to Murph and Andy.
Thank you, Scott. Last night, the Des Moines City Council took the next step toward completing the Southwest Connector. They decided to pay for the design of this last stretch of road. So that MLK, you know, it kind of starts over at Floor and then goes south of the city. It now goes all the way over to Southeast 30th Street, which has become the greatest way to get to the State Fair.
Fantastic.
That's the way I get it. So awesome. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Game changer.
It's really just a great road to have now south of the city. There's a lot of development going on down there and even more potential. But what they would like to do is take that all the way over to Highway 65 in Pleasant Hill so that if you're coming from way over the east side right now, I mean, you basically have to come in on University, right? And that gets pretty clogged up, especially with all the development in Pleasant Hill and Altoona. It's a main artery, and you want more than one of those. So this would allow you to kind of circumvent that. If you're going to go downtown, you're coming up from Norwalk or Carlisle or anywhere down south, you'll be able to jump into the city from that direction. They don't think that's going to be finished until about 2023, which seems like it's a really long way away. But it's
does.
The equivalent of going back to 2013.
2023. What? Gosh.
That's 5 years away. It's not even.
The quarterbacks won't be touched in the NFL by 2023.
We'll be in flying cars by then. They've got a plan. Here are the top 10 colleges and universities in Iowa, followed by their national ranking. Don't need the national ranking. Top 10 colleges in Iowa, according to Wallet Hub. They used a whole bunch of criteria, crunched it all together. Number one, Grinnell College. No surprise.
Grinnell College is number one in the state. Congratulations,
number
Grinnell.
Number one. I think people would probably guess that. Drake is number two. How about that?
Did you go to Drake, Andy?
I did. Number three is Coe College. Cedar Rapids?
Yeah.
Let's say that's Coe. Coe's in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. That's good.
Those Iowa Conference schools, I kind of lose track of where those are.
Yeah, Coe, I mean...
Cedar Rapids?
Even the name, you know, is Coe.
Yeah, it's just,
Coe.
Yeah.
Coe. I mean, where'd you go?
Coe. Those letters look so small in the middle of a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
College sweatshirt is Coe.
Coe.
Not
Coe
short
what?
For anything.
No, it's Coe.
Yeah.
Right. Went to Coe.
That's number three. Number four is the University of Iowa.
Yep.
Five is Luther College. That's in a beautiful town. Have you ever been to Decorah? That might be the coolest town in Iowa.
It's Luther. A cool place.
Luther College. Yeah. What's Luther's nickname?
The Luther Lutherans.
That's not right, is it?
It's the Norseman.
Norseman. Yeah, I think that is right. Norseman.
And then Central College is six. Simpson. What's left of it?
Central and Simpson at rivalry, right? Back to back, right?
That's seven. Northwestern College. Where the heck is that? I'm gonna guess to the Northwest.
Northwestern.
Is that Orange City? Is that the one that's up there? Is that something else?
Let's just say
is
yes.
That Dort College.
Northwestern. This over the years has caused me confusion because from time to time I'll be like, oh,
the Wildcats.
Oh, Iowa State's playing Northwestern. That's good. Or whoever. It's like, hope no, not
Iowa
that
State played Northwestern.
It is Orange City. Yeah.
Orange City. That's one of there was a guy burning books at the library.
I saw that.
Did you see that? Any book that talked about positively about gays, he was burning.
All these kids' books.
He was burning kids' books. Like a Footloose.
And like made a point to show that he got them from the library and then burned
public
them in a barrel.
Yeah. To save the souls of the town.
This is recent?
It was in the Register today. Yeah.
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah, number nine is Iowa State and number 10 is Clark University. That's the 10th. Where is Clark University?
So all that matters to most of our listeners here is that Iowa was fourth and Iowa State was ninth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clark is in Dubuque.
Northern Iowa doesn't make the top 10?
No. Nope.
All right.
Neither did Grandview.
Where's DMAC? That's a community college.
I don't think that's... Yeah, right. these are four-year colleges and universities.
Clark University? Where's Clark University?
Dubuque.
Okay.
Which is...
Dubuque's got the University of Dubuque.
And Clark.
And Loras? Is that
Where's
Dubuque?
Loras?
I think that's Dubuque also.
Loras? Yeah. It's got, Dubuque is
a
big
college. I have a couple cousins who went to Loras.
Loras didn't make the cut here.
No.
What's up, Loras?
The owners of Merle Hay Mall are asking the Polk County Board of Supervisors for a $2.5 million loan to buy the Yonkers and Sears buildings. They don't own those already. Here's the plan. So they take Sears and they wreck it. They're going to knock Sears down in Merle Hay Mall. And they're going to make that into a strip mall.
Oh.
Outdoor doors.
Yeah, but God, I hate the move towards strip malls. They're everywhere now.
Well, what would you rather have, a big empty building?
Yeah, I guess better than a big
pile
empty
of bricks.
Building. We've gone back to strip malls. We got away from strip malls.
Yeah.
Now we're back
to
strip malls.
We have.
All right.
I don't know. I guess we like to be outside more.
Would it be like, any chance it's like a pawn shop and a strip club?
I bet you it's going to be a vape shop.
Oh, and a tattoo parlor.
There's going to be a sign that says vape juice. Yeah, there'll probably be a tattoo parlor. You know, I don't know. Checks cashed. Maybe that's, you don't want that.
There's one of those by my house. Right by Godfather's Pizza. And Snap Fitness.
Checks cashed?
Checks cashed.
You have a cash check over there?
No, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, okay.
Merle Hay has an underrated food court. Check that out.
Yeah, it does. It has like local places.
It's all local places.
I was there this weekend when my son and I went to see First Man, and not only
is it... That's a good movie theater. That has been a great idea.
Yeah, it's underrated, the food court, and now there's no one in it.
Right, yeah. So the Yonkers building, they would divide that up into two spaces and try to get new tenants in smaller spaces. That's an awfully big space.
I hope so. By the way, Merle Hay, speaking of top universities or top colleges in Iowa, didn't Chris from Green Bay once say that you went to Merle Hay University?
I think he calls it like Merle Hay High School. Doesn't even call it a college. Yeah, it's as insulting as he can possibly be. I was home in St. Louis. I went to the mall on Saturday. I was fully expecting to go in there and see that it was just empty, like all malls seem to be, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was really full.
Well, the Mall of America, when I've been lately, has been crowded.
Maybe now there are just so few of them that the mall people all can only go to one place. This year, this is an interesting stat I saw this morning, 58% of regular Facebook users say they took a break from the site for 2 weeks or more, at least 2 weeks. Took a break.
Wow.
Sometime during the year, they just said, I've had enough, or they made a conscious decision to get off Facebook.
The week before and after whatever election.
Haven't had one, though, this year.
That seems healthy, to take a break.
I mean, we had primaries and stuff. I've
taken a week break. I've never taken 2 weeks.
Yeah, and to just say that you're going to take the break and actually stick to it.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, it does. It seemed like they could lower everybody's blood pressure. Amy Schumer is pregnant. She and
Don't
husband,
look at me.
Husband Chris Fisher is the father. I can foresee some excellent stand-up material coming out of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's funny about women. She is hilarious talking about women's stuff. Is there a bigger women's thing to talk about than a pregnancy? Good. I mean, she's a quality comedian, right?
Yeah.
She knows good humor.
And most comedians...
She's not funny just because she's different. I mean, she's genuinely a really skilled comedian.
Most comedians, their material is from their own life.
Right.
You talk about what you know, and she's about to know something
you hear,
she's never experienced.
Yeah, men talk really funny stand-ups about, you know, their wife's
like your vasectomy live on the show.
Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy has a really funny... they want to ask me if I wanted to film the delivery. What kind of father is that? If you film the delivery, she should get to film your hemorrhoid surgery. And they said, don't have intercourse after the water breaks. Now, they don't tell you that unless someone actually tried it. How far apart are those contractions, honey?
That is a little worrisome.
Yeah, it is.
Never thought about it.
They don't tell you that unless someone really did try it. Final farmer's market of the season is on Saturday. This stinks. I hate when that goes away. I really look at the farmer's market. I only went, I think, two or three times this year. It's one of the best things in Des Moines. A huge gathering downtown. The food's great.
Jenny and I went to one, and it was we picked a bad day. It was so crowded that
couldn't move around.
It was hard to move.
Too long. Yeah,
big lines. All
gotta
that.
Gotta go early.
But that's great to have something that popular.
You could go on this Saturday. It'd be nice and cool. You go down there, get some good food.
I'm gonna be pre-football mode.
Gonna be in PJ still. And then finally, we'll end with this. This came from Sergeant Paul Parizic of the Des Moines Police Department this morning. At the Dairy Queen, 5415 Douglas was robbed. A black male with a towel wrapped around his face and a white female with a mask on came into the Dairy Queen right before closing. They demanded all the money from the register and the safe. Employees were not able to open the safe. After getting the money from the register, they told employees to go to the back of the store and wait before calling police. After a few minutes, the employees did call the police. Occurred right before 9 p.m. So you can't get the safe open. You only get the register open. Don't you have to stop for a cone or a sundae or dilly bar or something? I mean, don't you grab some kind of... You pick Dairy Queen.
I was waiting for that because...
He did not.
I had fresh in my mind the guy went back to get his Subway, sandwich. the Subway robber. So, yeah, I thought that's where this was headed. He went back in and said, you know, they went back in and said, two blizzards to go, please.
Yeah, you're right. But that would be a dumb criminal. I mean, if you got an ice cream cone and then it dripped all along the sidewalk and then the police just followed the drips.
Yeah.
Man, you could get the blizzard like triple the Oreos in this one. Like, I've always wanted...
Yeah. More Oreos.
Yes.
More. If you are pretending like you got a gun or you have a gun, I mean, you can really get that blizzard any way you want.
But with Cade, my high school son who works in fast food, I can just imagine these kids. They're probably high school age, mm-hmm. probably terrified they can't get that safe open. You know, you'd be scared if you have somebody telling you to open the safe and you don't know how to open it.
Yeah, right.
Be like, oh, gosh.
Because it's no skin off the owner's back, right? I mean, they just said, well, just tell them you can't open it. But you're the one facing the business.
Whatever
the
threat
gun,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Oof, man. I can't open it. I can't. What do you mean you can't open?
Would you accept a blizzard? When we come back on the Murph and Andy Show, Booger makes a return. Time for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. It is the AD Squared.
Yeah, we talked a little Booger McFarland earlier, the Monday Night Football commentator who rides around on that Booger Mobile and blocks people's shots. But he also talks, he gives the player perspective. That's why he's there, even though Jason Witten is there also. But he gives the player perspective. And he did that last night when they talked about Odell Beckham Jr., who kind of disappeared from the sideline and then returned. And they got the sideline report that he just had to go to the bathroom, no big deal. And Booger had this to say.
Lisa says, don't worry about Odell, nothing but a bathroom break. What?
You know, back in my day, Tim, we would do that on the sideline. I didn't need to go to the back for that. We just kind of sit down on the bench and do your business and move on. That's what we did.
Booger, that's too much information.
No, it's not. Diva wide receivers wanted to go to the bathroom. As a defensive lineman, we didn't go to the bathroom. You sat on the bench, did your business, and you got up.
Thank you, Bug.
Hey, Bug, thank you for being you.
He just told everybody that he would sit on the bench and piss his pants.
Yeah.
These diva wide receivers who have to go to the bathroom.
I've heard that many times, though, about NFL players, that they just, especially the big linemen, they just go.
Man. It's just got to be so gross after the game.
Yeah, they don't have to wash it. It's the NFL, baby.
Moises Alou. Didn't he pee on his hands?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Toughen him up.
Yeah, toughen him up. Congratulations, Kathy Buckland. You are going to the... you get a $20 gift certificate to the Wingstop, and you will be automatically registered for the grand prize of going to the Iowa State at Texas football game, which includes everything you could need to have a fantastic time. Again, congratulations, Kathy Buckland. AD will be getting in touch with you. Quickie poll results from WCI Pools and Spas.
How much World Series do you think you'll watch? 37% say some games. 28% say they won't pay attention. 24% say highlights only, and only 11% say they'll watch every game.
Jeez.
Yeah, that is... That is a sign of the times. How close are you to calling this Matt Campbell's best ISU team? 41% say decide at the end of the season. 22% say win at Texas first. How about Iowa? 40% say decide at the end of the season. 28% say win the next three games. 23% say win at PSU, and only 9% say they're already there.
No time for the Royal Mile inbox, but AD, you have another winner here?
Yeah, ISU Boji was our Twitter winner for the Big Four Classic Hy-Vee Classic tickets.
Congratulations.